More information on enslaved people has come from an unlikely place. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joshua Rothman, professor in the Department of History at the University of Alabama, discusses how ads placed for the return of runaway slaves gives us a more complete picture of our history.
Among the millions of people enslaved in the American colonies and the United States, hundreds of thousands attempted to flee their bondage. In so doing, runaways laid down a steady drumbeat of resistance out of sync with the rhythms their enslavers tried to instill. They also posed a direct threat to their enslavers' economic bottom line, withdrawing both their labor and their value as assets from the command of white people. It's not surprising, then, that slaveholders routinely placed advertisements in American newspapers offering rewards for the return of their absconded property. And even though they were clearly designed as wanted posters of a sort, each advertisement is also a kind of miniature biography of an individual enslaved person who might otherwise make no other appearance in the historical record. Slaveholders described fugitives not only by name and age, but by skin color, height, and build. They often detailed what people were wearing when they ran away, what special skills they possessed, what languages they spoke, and what kinds of scars and marks of work injuries or torture they carried on their bodies. They described where people had been brought from, guessed where they might be heading, and speculated on strategies runaways would use to elude pursuers. By collecting, digitizing, and analyzing all of these advertisements together, we can reveal fugitives from slavery for the brave and heroic individuals they were, rather than leave them buried in the archives in the guise of the criminals and villains their enslavers imagined them to be. Moreover, by looking at large numbers of ads in the aggregate, we are just beginning to find patterns of behavior and action that might otherwise never come to light. They reveal slavery to have been a more dynamic institution than we've ever imagined, and they show in rich detail how the enslaved themselves moved across a landscape of slavery and created possibilities from it that were never supposed to be.
That was Joshua Rothman of the University of Alabama. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.